Good morning and good coffee, everybody. Hey, it's time for some morning coffee with Larry, and I'm glad that you are here joining with me today on a chilly Monday morning, the 30th of October, and I'm on my second cup of coffee. That feels good. Just came in from outside. Haven't done the animals yet, but I get to do them by myself. My wife has gone to town to take a grandson to school. He's been with us for the past week, and so his little vacation here at the farm ended this morning, and I will be going out as soon as I'm done with the podcast to take care of those morning critters. But it's a little bit chilly. And this second cup of something hot in my hands just feels good. I was outside because while we've done some test runs with it, with the cold weather, we are now into our wood burning season the first time. And because we have a new outdoor wood burning furnace. Purchased it. Goodness, late spring, and it took several months for our particular one to get built because a lot of people going to alternate sources of heat in the past year or two, and we are one of those. So we have a lot of woods up here. We've got a lot of trees right now that are down that we're cutting up and getting seasoned and going to be using for heat, but had to go out and, fiddle around with the firebox, do a little bit of the maintenance that you do every 12 hours, and then stock that thing up with wood, and it's making some good smoke right now, as it's working. Now, when it's working more efficiently, it's one of these higher end kind of ones where high efficiency ones. And I think the high efficiency works better when it's a lot colder and you would be running heat in your house, you know, almost continuous. But whenever it heats up the water and the water stays within range, then it just goes into, more of a smoldering mode instead of the high efficiency. But it's just nice having the smell of wood burning. It's almost like, you know, just that campfire smell. And we had a couple of campfires out here, little bonfires to sit around over the past several days, and that just made it nice. And wearing flannel again this past week, though, with it being nice, we were very frantically trying to get done with what chores and preparations for winter that we could, knowing that we were going to be having this cold spell. And so been quite busy with it, but now with it being a cold couple of days, and then it's going to warm up into the 50s, I think, on Thursday, and supposed to be, you know, without rain, you know, for the most part this week, at least that's what the weatherman says now, we're still going to be doing a fair amount outside. But today, I think it's going to be a coffee and hot tea day. Sitting inside and kind of thinking about the transition into winter. We've got our different chores and stuff that we have to do, and you have your different activities that you do, whether you're on a farm or you live in a town in a house or you live in an apartment somewhere. You know, you still have things that you have to do outside. But in the wintertime, a lot of times we can shift into a different mode where we're indoors more, and we can either, like a lot of people did during 2020, sit and just binge watch everything on Netflix or everything on take your pick of the streaming services, and just waste a lot of time. Or we can choose to do some things, some specific things. Maybe it's stuff that you've put off. I have a lot of kind of clutter things that I need to go through in the office, get filed, and put away. But then I still have some boxes from my office that I need to go through, both from whenever I worked at the VA and when I had my private practice. Some boxes that I need. Now there's been enough time, I think it'll be easier to pitch a lot of stuff. Because, you know, when you, for example, you have a private practice for 23 years and you're thinking, well, maybe I'll restart it at some point in the future. But then as some time passes and you go, you know, I'm probably not going to do that. Do I need to keep everything that I had as resources back then? Well, probably not. And what I do have, I need to organize it in some sort of way. So maybe you have something like that you need to do, and you can think about doing it this winter. Another thing is learning. You know, I'm a big proponent of lifelong learning. Part of that is forced upon me by the state of Illinois. In order to keep my clinical social worker license, I have to do continuing ed. And that's due at the end of this month. And I'm not quite up to the 30 hours of CEU. So I do know I need to do a little bit more now that we are, gosh, what's the date? Oh, we're not in November yet. It's the end of November. Yeah, if it's the end of October. I've missed the boat. So no, I still have a month to get those things complete. I just don't want to let it slide too much longer. But are there things that you want to learn? You know, I remember it was actually during the pandemic and the lockdowns that Dawn learned how to crochet. Now, it didn't come easy. And I'm surprised that she stuck with it, but I'm pleasantly surprised. And she has really enjoyed it. It's turned into a daily hobby, doing some sort of crocheting. And our grandson that was here, he started learning some basic crochet as well. So, you know, she learned a particular hobby. Different people will learn different things could learn different things during this time. Again, you could just sit and binge watch TV, but you could also learn. One of the things that we purchased last year that during the summer months, we were just so busy, we just put it on hold, but I'm looking forward to starting it up again. And that is an herbalist class that we are taking, learning about what are the natural vitamins, minerals, medicines that are found in plants all around us. And mostly from plants that we consider weeds. But if you go back in your family history, you go back to, 150, 200 years ago, that people would eat these different plants, both as their greens, and they would dry them and use them as herbs in the wintertime to supplement and encourage their health. There's a lot. It's what's interesting, because I remember years ago having a teacher tell me that plants are chemical factories. Plants take different substances from the soil and they create different chemical combinations. For example, when you start thinking about plants as medicine, a lot of people think of the weeping willow tree and the leaves and the bark. And the reason is that the willow tree takes different substances from the ground, from the water, from the air, combines them in a way that it makes aspirin. And for many, many, many generations, if people had a toothache or if they had some sort of pain, that they would use the willow as a means of reducing that pain. And you have lots and lots of other plants. Now, here in the United States, we just tend to think of, you know, very specific singular kinds of things that's found in our, you know, manufactured medicines. You know, you go to the local Walmart and you've got all kinds of different medicines that you can get prescriptioned and over the counter. But you go into Europe and they have a strong system, I guess you could say, of herbal medicines and research supporting it. Here in the United States, there's very little research because there's not a profit, you could say. There's not an encouragement. Over in Europe, they do a lot of research. So you can find lots of things that have been published regarding the benefits of certain things. So that's one of the things I'm looking forward to because I love learning. And that's kind of what we're doing. But for this podcast, it's not about me saying what I'm learning. It's what are things that you can be doing? Learning a new skill, learning a new hobby, just learning information. You know, I bet you have some books sitting wherever you keep your books that you bought hoping to read and you haven't read yet. I know I've got a bunch. And actually, I'm holding one that I was just looking over the bookshelf this morning. And it's like, oh, yeah, I met the author and I purchased one of her books. And it's like, I need to sit down and read it because you could very clearly see with this particular paperback book, it has not been read. Now, there's, you kind of hold it on edge and you look, okay, it looks like I opened it up to a particular page I must have read. But everything else is nice and neat like it just came out of a box. So find some of those books maybe to read. Or maybe there are different educational training videos that you want to do or use or learn. I've got a friend, he, over the past year, actually probably the past couple of years, he has wanted to learn a skill with his hands. And the skill that he has learned is small engine repair, and specifically two-cycle engine repair, such as with motorcycles. And learning how to, you know, not necessarily let's learn all the detailed stuff of, you know, like a Goldwing or a Harley or something, but just, you know, small motorcycles, just starting off small and small two-cycle engines, and has gotten very good with it. And so that can be a really good skill to learn. Maybe you've got some woodworking tools. Maybe you could learn some of those different skills or hone them. Electricity. How many of you are electricians? How many of you pay $100 to have an electrician rewire a burned out outlet in your house? Or do you know the skill of how to do it? Because it's not that hard. And you could learn those kind of things. Our local community college offers welding classes, many of them for free. I don't know how they pay for it, who's the sponsor, but you could learn welding. That's a good skill. That's something I need to learn, and I was actually thinking about it at the beginning of this fall semester, but yeah, didn't happen. So, you know, maybe there's some things at your local community college that you could do either as an online class or an in-person class. Also, if you are over the age of 70, I know in my district here with our local community college, you can audit any class for free, or at least it used to be that way. I think it still is. So you could, you know, you're not going to get credit, you're not going to get grades, but you're going to get the learning. And that may be something to do. Some colleges offer just short winter courses. They're not a full semester. They're just, you know, a time-limited class. So, you know, there's all different things. But my question for you is, as we are moving into the colder season, what do you want to do different? So at the end of it, when spring blooms, you can say, Wow. Over the winter of, you know, 2023-2024, I did this. I accomplished this. I learned this. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? That's what I'm looking forward to. I am looking forward to that. So, it is on my clock about 10 till 8, so I am going to wrap up for today. The animals are wanting fed, I know, because they tell me every time I go out there. So, you guys take care, have a blessed day, and we will catch you next time with a cup of coffee. Bye-bye.